The number one podcast for black millennials, baby. You got it locked into the Culture Caviar Podcast. Let's get it.
What's up, kings and queens? We're back with another episode of Queenism. I'm your host, you know, Brianna. So today's episode, I really want to talk about what the hell DaBaby was talking about at his Rolling Loud performance. First off, I hope everybody out there is doing well. We're making it through the week. We're getting closer every single day to Friday. We just got to get there. So, like I said, I wanted to talk about DaBaby. And if you haven't looked at any type of social media, Twitter, Instagram, or anything, on his Rolling Loud performance, he was basically, you know, how rappers do. They were like, you know, put a lighter in the air if you're this, put a lighter in there if you're that. And he said, put a light in the air if you didn't come to the concert with any sexually transmitted diseases, HIV or AIDS. He said, put a lighter in the air if you're, you ain't sucked no dick in the parking lot. And obviously in the video, if you can't tell, the crowd wasn't necessarily feeling it. I don't even know if the dude that threw the shoe at DaBaby was in reference to what he said. But I just want to, I don't even know what he was thinking. Now, to be honest, you can say it however you want to, whatever you want to say, feel however you want to feel. If you're in a public light and you have a specific platform, it is not wise to speak out about certain communities, especially in this day and age, the LGBTQ plus community. That is just a big no-no. Now, I personally thought with Lil Nas X coming out, being very flamboyant, being very proud of his sexuality, I thought we had a little curve in the hip-hop industry that people could be more comfortable with their sexuality instead of being shamed and ashed about it. Now, I don't think that was DaBaby's intentions, but what the fuck were your intentions about saying that? You know, you have millions of fans who are LGBTQ+. You have millions of fans who have HIV/AIDS, who have sexually transmitted diseases. What was your intention? Now, I don't believe in canceling him because I'm trying to get away from the quote-unquote cancel culture. I think that he needs to lose his sponsorships. He needs to lose the deals that he had with certain companies that support the LGBTQ+ community because it was stupid. Now, the only person I believe in canceling is R. Kelly, and that's just, that's neither here nor there. But like I said, there are so many gay, bisexual, trans people in the music industry, and more importantly, down low as fuck in the hip hop industry. I know he's very much comfortable, I suppose, with his sexuality because he talks about it in every freaking song, but what did that do for you to bash those people? It didn't get, I don't know if it got his ratings up any higher, if it boosts his sales or anything like that, but it sure as hell got all eyes on him, and maybe that was the point. Because, you know, not all publicity is bad publicity. You know, as long as you're getting your name out there, people gonna listen, people gonna search you, and it's gonna get your views and your streams up. But I don't really see that was his intention or trying to help in any type of way. Then, of course, you have other people coming out about it. Elton John spoke up. You brought Elton John out of hiding? Oh, you fucked up. Like, seriously, you can't. That is Auntie Elton John. And then T.I. came kind of in his defense, talking about if Lil Nas X can post and do whatever he wants to do about his sexuality, and DaBaby can do whatever he wants to. Now, he didn't say it directly towards him, but it was obviously in regards to all the negative backlash he was getting. Now, I definitely feel DaBaby is gonna feel this hurt his pockets just a little bit. I'm rich, of course, it's not gonna hurt him tremendously. But in my eyes, I kind of stopped fucking with him when he started fucking with Tory Lanez. After Tory, we know he shot Meg. After he blatantly said that Megan's business is her business and Tory's business is his business, so he ain't fucking with it. But truly, I feel like if you rock with Meg and she just got shot by this person, just, you know, you got a daughter, you got a baby mama, you got mama, and if you have any type of dignity, even if you don't want to stop no money flowing in your pockets, you could have went about it better. that just goes back to protect Black women. I think that he is a decent person, possibly, but when you're going around saying, whatever, that's your issue, it's not my issue, not giving a damn how you project yourself to the LGBTQ plus community, that just kind of just shows to me the type of person that you are and the brand that you're trying to represent. Now we know this is all going to blow over in a couple of weeks, hell, probably a couple of days, but it is something that I feel like we should definitely pay attention to the artists that we're listening to, the people that we're putting into our heads, because that can have a negative effect on our community as well. You got this Generation Z growing up listening to these niggas that think that, oh, it's okay, I'm gonna shoot this bitch, oh, I'm gonna do this, like, and it's very much an impressionable generation, and it's up to us, I feel like, as millennials, as like those big brothers, those big sisters, to be like, nah, that shit ain't cool. No, you gotta stand for something or fall for anything, pretty much, and we gotta be the example for the little niggas coming up. One thing I'm especially proud of these days is, and this is just touching on the Olympics a little bit, is the women standing up and saying just basically no when they need to say no, or just standing up for themselves. You know, the people that are being highlighted the most these days is, of course, Naomi Osaka in tennis, Simone Biles in gymnastics, and of course, everybody knows Sha'Carri Richardson in track and field. Now, of course, there are so many others, but those are the ones in the media the most and the ones that are very, very talked about. They are making it the priority to stand up for themselves. When the media isn't, of course, going to do it, they're advocating for themselves. And I am, especially when the Olympics this year is very, very touchy. You have COVID going on. You have all these regulations and rules that all of a sudden came out of nowhere, especially regarding Sha'Carri Richardson, when her mother passed away and she smoked weed. But weed isn't a performance enhancing drug. Of course, you know, everybody has their opinion about it. A lot of people say, oh, she shouldn't have did it. She knew that she was going up against the world. You know, she had a lot on her shoulders. And sometimes we as Black people are harder on her. We're very, very much harder on each other. And I'm so glad that she stuck to her guns. She didn't lie about it. She's like, yeah, I did it. Move on, pretty much. She didn't lose her sponsorships. And I'm so, so glad that Nike stuck beside her. And she's going to still be the greatest. You can't stop somebody from being the greatest when they already proved you that it's easy. Same with Simone Biles, how they're basically shortening her wins. They don't know how to judge her because she's better than anybody that's ever done it. And she decided to take a step back for her own mental health and mental well-being. And she's still gonna be the GOAT, no matter what. Like, nobody can compete up against her. I actually saw a video of another gymnast basically bashing her, saying that she's getting these perfect scores because she's Black. And she tried to do the exact same vault and the exact same stunt that Simone Biles did and failed tremendously. She landed on her dumbass head. And it just proved that if you can't back it up, don't talk shit, basically. It seems like the Olympics have been trying so, so hard to take away and diminish Black talent. Like, especially when it comes to, like, swimming, for instance. They're taking away the fact that African-American swimmers can't wear certain swim caps. When, of course, our hair is different from everybody else's. It don't matter. We're still going to beat their asses. It doesn't matter. But the double standard is very blatantly there. Like with Sha'Carri Richardson smoking weed, but other athletes within the Olympics that are still participating and allowed to participate openly come out and say, oh yeah, we use gummies, we did this, but if she smoked a blunt, she's getting scrutinized. Like, that, it's not, it's easy to say it's not fair, but that's just the world that we live in. It's never going to be fair. And I just wanted to mention the Olympics in regards to the baby, like, yeah, all these people standing up for the right thing, standing up for themselves. Yeah, you're standing up for what you said, but you knew when you said it was going to be wrong. It was going to be backlash, but you kept going. You kept going, and you just honestly had no regard for anybody else's feelings but for yours at the time. Now, I don't know the baby personally, of course, but he just seems like the persona that he's portraying is that nigga that don't give a fuck. I'm gonna say what I'm gonna do. But it's 2021. Almost everything has to be politically correct. And I say has to loosely, because you're still your own person. You're gonna do whatever you wanna do. But if you have a brand and you're having something that represents yourself, represents your daughter, and, you know, future kid that you're about to have with Danny Lay, you gotta move smarter. Now, like I said, I think he has a very, very longevity career. This will probably blow over like it always does. But moving forward, I hope he uses this as a learning experience. Now, I'm sure he doesn't feel maliciously towards these communities, the LGBTQ plus communities, the people who are being affected by HIV AIDS, but he's smarter than that. We know that. And that is just, like I said, we have to reflect on the people that we listen to and what we allow in our lives, because it can have an effect on us and the people coming up. So that's just my rant. Whether you like it or not, whether you agree with me, we could talk about it. Shit, I want to talk about it with somebody. But that concludes today's episode of Queenism. I hope everybody has an awesome day and we get through this week. And be blessed, black, and highly favored. Until the next time, y'all be easy.
Thank you for listening to the Culture Caviar Podcast. Be sure to check us out on IG at Culture Caviar Podcast and Twitter at Culture_Caviar. Be sure to subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. We'll see you here next time.